It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Dave and Degenovic have inside sources.
Boyd Matheson of Inside Sources in studio with Dave and I.
Brought to you by Zion.
Talk about gas prices, and something we expect the president to say sometime today could put a dent in them. But tomorrow is the biggest travel day of the year. We talked about that earlier in the show. By air, land, or sea, you're going to be burning the fuel, America.
Gas prices rising over 6% over the last month.
Only one direction. Up.
Up nearly 50% over the last year.
Gas prices are at their highest levels in 7 years.
Americans are spending $430 million more every day on gasoline than just 1 year ago today.
Ouch. Utah, for the cheap stuff, $3.70 a gallon. But stop complaining, because you're not in California where it's $4.70 a gallon.
$4.70. I mean, how do you live in California? A full dollar more per gallon. And guess what? If you're in Humboldt County, it's $5 a gallon. $5. Last year, it was $2.15. $2.15, Deb. Less than half.
Yeah.
Much less than
more
half.
More than doubled.
Now, some people are going to blame the pandemic. Okay, 215, great. No one was driving. You know, demand was low.
That's true. 215. That's true.
Okay, well, let's look the year before that.
Go for it.
262.
How about before
286,
that?
286. 250. What? 224. Do you know what you don't hear? Anything that starts with 3. Boyd.
Okay.
I'm so done with these gas prices. I mean, I started taking public transportation. That's how desperate the Noriega household is.
I'm going to start walking. I'm going to start walking.
Hoofing it.
So a lot of major news outlets reporting that President Biden's going to release 50 million barrels of oil from the strategic petroleum reserve that we have here. I'd forgotten about this, that we had millions of barrels of oil. Why is he just releasing this now?
For all the reasons you just described. Right now, the White House is really taking a beating on inflation and on all the things that are impacting families every single day, going to the grocery store, going to the gas pump, and they're feeling that. And because of that, it's making it very hard for the president to sell his agenda around infrastructure and his social spending bill, because everyone in the country, almost 70% of Americans, believe all of this spending is going to make inflation worse. And so the president needs a win, or needs at least to have Americans feel a little bit of relief that things are going to get better. So the release of the 50 million barrels is a way to do that. Obviously, that will put more on the market, and that should drive the price down. But this is one of those not so fast, my friends.
There's something beyond the headline?
There's much more to this, because there's two things that nobody's talking about as it relates to this. So, one, he could have done this at any point along the way. Two, remember, on his first day of office, he shut down a pipeline, which would have kept things going a little bit better. He's frozen all leases for gas and oil. He's also targeting oil companies as part of this whole problem, in kind of the finger-pointing, placing blame category. So all of those things are interesting. And then the other thing is the, oh, by the way, you know that big infrastructure bill we just passed? Do you know how part of that is going to be paid for?
Tell me it's not a gas tax.
Dun, dun, dun. No, it's selling off some of the future of the Strategic Oil Reserve.
Okay.
We need a wah-wah-wah sound.
Holy, okay.
So it is part of it, and they way overestimated what they'd get out of it, but it is part of how they intended to pay. Now, that's not going to happen, because he just released 50
Well, and 50 million barrels sounds like a lot, but I went to the Energy Information Administration, the government's website, that tracks how much gas we use in the United States. Are you guys ready for this? We use in the United States 18 million barrels a day. So your 50 million basically covers 2.5 days. You know, that's the amount we're talking about. So this, I wonder how much of it is symbolic, how much is it really going to help? And when I see that $370 that I'm paying every single day, right, when I fill up those cars, how much is that really going to bring it down? Because I'm not interested in your 10 cents less a gallon.
Right.
I need a dollar less a gallon.
Yeah, you can get that just by shopping at Smith's.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
It has to be significant or it's going to be a big eyeball roll.
Yeah, and the other key component to this that I expect the president will address in his speech, which should start about 50 minutes from now, is that it will also be other countries doing the same thing. So Japan and India and others. So it would really require a whole bunch of our partners to also kind of flood the market
with more oil.
Because to Dave's point, yeah, just doing our little bit alone is not going to move the needle significantly. Although it'll be interesting to watch the futures because it's going to take a couple of weeks for this to happen anyway. So the president has to be careful that he doesn't oversell this. Because it's going to take a few weeks to have impact, and then how long that impact lasts.
And how much money it's going to shave off the price of a gallon of gas.
Yeah. Now listen, when I look at this, the president from the get-go, and in his campaign, there was a war on oil. Like, that was very clear. He was very transparent about it. We want to move to green energy.
Sure.
And that was the long-term sell. So we can't say we're really surprised about this. But to your point, when you talk about when he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, that was going to bring 500,000 barrels a day. 500,000 barrels a day. So, again, you can have your goals, but I live in reality right now, and I need to fill up my tank, and my kids got to fill up tanks. So, you know, I think there's such a desperation. It feels like such a desperation to get things done tomorrow that we're forgetting about today.
Yeah, and that's such an important point, Dave, because the other thing you have to look at, so remember, this is strategic oil reserve. We have enough energy in this country to be energy independent and to export. We actually have been for the last few years. And so one, being reliant on other places and constantly begging OPEC to produce more so that the costs will go down, to me that's not energy independence. And I agree with you, Dave. I'm an all of the above. Let's get the cleaner, the greener. Let's do all of those things. And let's live in reality of we're not there today. And so how do we get there, and how do we make sure we don't cripple the economy and that we don't crush especially the middle class?
Well, think 10 years ago, electric cars were not a thing. You know, we had kind of this hybrid, ooh, we love a Prius, right? But who would have seen Elon Musk coming and completely changing the entire market?
But I can't afford his car right now.
Sure you can. You absolutely can. They're $35,000.
I can't afford that.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Debbie, have you seen the price of cars? Do you think the price of cars are the same as your $500 Louis Vuitton bag? Like, you don't realize what cars cost now.
You may have to give up the bag,
Debbie. It's $35,000 and then tack on $2,000 for this and another $1,000. It's $40,000 out the door.
That's what all cars cost.
I'm going to be driving my gas chugging vehicle for years until I can afford an electric car that's in my price range or one that's used. I buy used cars.
Yeah,
I don't buy brand new cars off the showroom floor, David.
We also have to know where those batteries are coming from.
Yeah.
Also not made in America. And so, again, are we becoming more energy dependent or less energy dependent? That's the real question.
Well, and there's so much to it, right? And then, solar and wind. Great. What happens with the solar panels in 25 years when we got to dispose of them?
That's right. And the fact that all those have been subsidized by the government.
Yes.
They have to be able to compete on their own in the marketplace.
Guys, I got to push the gas pedal. I got to push the gas pedal and get us on to the next discussion. Moving scams. KSL Television's investigative reporter Mike Hedrick calling the show. A lot of people moving right now. A lot of homes have been sold over the last couple of months. You cannot miss the scheme that he uncovered in his investigative report.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.